Good morning, YouTube. Good morning, Facebook. Today is October the 28th, 2019. TGIF. Tulip says hello. She's as feisty as ever, even though she's about 11 years old. And it's the 25th. I don't know what I said. It's the 25th of October. But it is Friday, TGIF. So we're glad to have you with us this morning, and we hope you have a good weekend, and we wish all of our listeners and viewers all of the best. You know, a lot of people think that they're, that God is their great uncle in the sky, you know? And I'm here to tell you that God is not your great uncle in the sky. God says about himself, I am that I am. And we see all of his attributes clearly demonstrated throughout the Bible. His omnipotence, that means he has all power in heaven and in earth. Omnipotence. Omniscience. He's all knowing. There's nothing that God doesn't know. He's omnipresent, meaning he's everywhere at the same time. He is not only a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath. He's not only a God of justice, but he is a God of mercy. He is not only a God of kindness, but he's also a God of vengeance. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Welcome aboard, Matthew John Branson. So God is not your great uncle in the sky. Okay? Now, there, God is our Abba Father if we're one of his children. He is our Abba Father. By the way, don't forget to wake up and smell the coffee this morning, okay? But we have a lot of things that describe not only the attributes of God, his omnipotence, his omniscience, his omnipresence, his unfailing love, his immutability. He's never changing. But God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble. That's why we can cry out to him, Abba Father, not great Abba Father, very present help in trouble. Therefore will I not fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. Psalm 46:1-3 and Matthew 24:6. We have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. 2 Corinthians 5:1. We look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. 2 Peter 3:13-15. Fear ye not, saith the Lord, will ye not tremble at my presence, which has placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass, and though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. Psalm 99:1 and Jeremiah 5:22. He changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that knoweth understanding. Well, the very hairs of your head are numbered, even though I have a lot less than I used to have. If God be for us, who could be against us? Welcome aboard, Howard Jett. Good to have you with us this morning. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are more valuable than many sparrows. Well, we used to sing a song about the sparrow. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. But he's not our great uncle in the sky. Jesus Christ came to earth. He was fully God and fully man. That's hard for us to contemplate. He's fully God and fully man. He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. In all points as we were tempted, he was tempted. But yet he was without sin. He is the ultimate God of perfection. There's many little g's that people worship down here. They worship the God of money, the God of materialism, false idols. They're into sacramentalism. They're into infant baptism. They're into Mariolatry, praying to the dead, buying indulgences for their sins, going to Mass. But you know what? Jesus Christ has already paid the price for our sins. We don't have to be involved in any of those things. He's our Abba Father. We cry out to him. And, you know, we are told that you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom we also had our conversations in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath made us sit, raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved, through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Well, God is all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He was manifested in the flesh through his Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary for us. He's seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes we are healed. That's the God that we worship. He's not our great uncle in the sky. You know, some people have God as pictured as this old man up there with a long white beard that's just at your beckoning and call. No. By the way, God is not dependent upon his creatures. He is independent of all things. We're dependent upon God, but he's not dependent upon us. And by the way, you can't let Jesus do anything, including letting him in your heart. If he wants to get into your heart, he will get into your heart. He will make you willing in the day of his power, Psalm 110:4. Okay, that's what prompted me to write this book, The Lies of Free Will, Do You Control Your Own Destiny? You know, because society is teaching that you do control your own destiny by your choice, picking yourself up by your bootstraps, getting into self-actualization, going down to an altar, dying out to the old man. All of these things when Christ has already hung on the cross and paid the price for all of our sins. Well, I'm glad to know he is our Abba Father. All men were born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only remedy for this sin is the eternal contract between the Father and the Son. The work Christ did do, dying on the cross, the work is finished too. A perfect sacrifice was Christ as he hung up on that tree, becoming my sin bearer, dying there for me. Born and conceived in sin, yes, that's also true for me, but my sin was atoned for and I was set free. Now I sing praises to my Lord and Savior, who granted me this loving eternal favor. Yes, dying in my stead, even when I was born and conceived in sin, and the quickening Holy Spirit causing me to be born again, I now can joyfully sing to my Lord and King, who through his perfect sacrifice my eternal life did bring. This next one I've entitled The Faith of Christ. All faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered to us through the Spirit working by his eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that he would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by this eternal love. By the way, if you're interested in any of these poems that I read on air, it's available through lulu.com. You can go to lulu.com, and you can put in poems for edification, and it'll take you to the link as to how to obtain this book, or any of the books that we've written, including The Lies of Free Will, and then Phillips versus the State of Missouri is available through lulu.com as well. It tells about a federal case against the state of Missouri where God won us the victory over the state, demanding as a social worker that I place children with homosexuals, and I refused to do it, and I was fired, and we won a victory for them discriminating against me because of my religious beliefs. Also, this book is available. God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. I recommend first and foremost the authorized King James Version of the Bible. Well, I hope the good Lord is with you this morning. Have a blessed weekend. And Brother Howard Jett, sometime we're going to have lunch again or something. We're too close not to have a little bit closer fellowship. If you ever plan a trip up to Harrison, Arkansas, around there, let me know. That's about a halfway point, and we'll have lunch or breakfast or something. You all have a good morning. God bless.